Hey, it's Dino on the phone with Jacoby, lead singer of Papa Roach. Jacoby, how you doing today?
I'm good, man. Just handling business, ready to rock and roll, ready to get back out on the road.
I know, and you are coming to Tucson. We're so excited for the 20th anniversary of KFMA Day. Do you remember the last time you were here in the Dirty T?
Is that what y'all call it? Yeah.
Well, it does get, well, it can be the dusty tea or the dirty tea. We prefer dirty.
Okay, so I'm going to throw myself out there, and I don't know if I'm going to land on the right answer, but I think we were there on the album cycle of, I believe it was Metamorphosis, just after we had Tony in the band. Okay. And is there a theater called the Rialto Theater?
There is.
Rialto?
The Rialto, yep, still downtown.
I remember that. Yeah, we played the Rialto Theater. Actually, I have a couple of good friends that moved to Tucson in the last, probably like last four years ago, and they loved the place. So they hit me up. They're like, "Yo, you're coming to Tucson?" I'm like, "I know, dude. It's gonna be a banger."
So when was that at the Rialto? Do you remember what year that was?
I'd say 2012.
Okay.
2013, maybe.
All right. So
it's been some time.
It's been about 6 years. All right. So, yeah, we're ready for you. And let me just take you down to the little Dino inside late at night story here. As everybody does with their phone, you're just on your phone and you just kind of go down that YouTube rabbit hole. You're watching videos and, you know, YouTube's suggesting things here and there, and of course it suggests the Papa Roach video, concert video, and it was from one of your shows. I think it was overseas, big festival. So I click on it. I'm like, I haven't seen what Papa Roach is like live in a little while. You know, of course it's been a while since you've been here in Tucson too. So I click on it, and I was blown away, because how is it possible that you guys are playing better live than you ever have before?
Oh, well, thanks, man. I appreciate that.
No, I mean, the vocals, I mean, the musicianship, it was just off the charts. I was like, I was really blown away. I mean, everybody talks about, you know, the early years. Oh, that was the best time, da-da-da-da-da. But, I mean, there's something to be said about, you know, putting in the time and being on those tours, grinding it out. I mean, it just makes you a better musician, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I think all these years of just being out there on the road and perfecting our craft and or at least trying to. And I think going back and watching performances, too, is a big thing for us, because it's like I'll go back and watch, like, some old performances, and I'm like, oh, man, we could tighten that section up. Like, all right, I'm singing this part flat or sharp every night, you know. And it's like we're very critical of our live show. And a lot of the times it's like when you come backstage after a concert, or if you're like a fly on the wall, it's like, it's not really a pretty scene when we come off stage. We could have a great show, you know, an amazing show, and there's 10 things that, you know, individually, you know, or we'll point out to each other, ah, man, we got to tighten that up, or man, you're going too long in this section, or Cove, you singing this, you know. And so it's like, we're always on each other. And sometimes I'm like, hey, man, like, sometimes we just got to let a win be a win and come off stage and be like, high five, that was good enough, you know. But we're very critical of ourselves, so it keeps pushing us.
So you're like a sports team, basically. You're breaking down tape after the game. You're just, you know, trying to get the next one, get the next win too, right?
Yeah, most definitely. It's just like how we've always approached it since the beginning. And, you know, sometimes it's like I'm ready for the criticism, and then sometimes I'm just like, give me 15 minutes before you start breaking me down. You know what I mean?
Let me enjoy it a little bit.
Exactly. You know, but I think with every great live band, I think that they're always trying to push themselves, and you know, there's a certain level of being satisfied, and then there's this, you know, a certain level of being like complacent, you know. So we don't want to be complacent, and we want to still push ourselves and still, you know, be able to walk off stage satisfied, you know. And yeah. So we love the craft.
Yeah, I mean, and then, you know, it shows with the longevity too. And speaking of longevity, you guys have a new album coming out here on Friday, the 18th. Who do you trust? And I've kind of noticed a definite progression in the songwriting the last few years, from like the Fear album and then the Crooked Teeth album. Has your sobriety affected that?
I would say Yes and no. You know, it's like I stepped away from drinking and using almost 7 years now. Mm-hmm. And I think in the very beginning of me trying to like figure this out, I was very much a raw nerve, and that was it had a big impact. And now that I'm kind of like in a flow, it's not as much of a influencer, or you know what I mean. I think
right
now it's like we're really kind of just there's a confidence in the band that is stronger than ever, I believe. And so and we're always evolving, like you said. So this next record is it's another evolution. A bold evolution, I would say.
Right, yeah, especially with the lead single. I mean, it kind of has almost like a back to the early days of Papa Roach feel to it, but it's definitely rooted with the production, you know, in 2018, 2019, you know?
Yeah, most definitely, man. This new record was intentionally, like, as progressive for us, you know, moving into the future, but then also, like, taking the classic elements of what we believe makes Papa Roach great, and still hold on to those and keep those, you know, in the style of the band, and not just lose our identity, you know. And this record, though, I will definitely say it, I think it'll take the fans a few listens to understand it. But it's and it's not a self-indulgent, you know, off the charts type record. You know, it's
right.
we still please the core. But it's like, be ready, because we stretched it out in some crazy directions and just got nutty on this one. And it's I'm really excited for the fans to hear this one. It's almost like the way I feel right now, it's like this, you know, this knot in my stomach. I'm like, all right, let's hurry up and just get this thing out so people can, like, get into it, you know?
It's like the roller coaster. You get that knot going up the hill, but you're just waiting for the drop and getting ready for the ride.
Oh, yeah. And that drop's about to come, man. We're about to I leave on this Friday. I'm going back down to L.A., and we're going to do some rehearsals and start working on a bunch of the new music for the live show and get those things worked out. And it's a daunting task, but it's also very exciting.
You guys have done a lot of collaborations over the last few years. Maria Brink of In This Moment did a song with you. Skylar Grey, you did a song with Nothing More on their album. Has that helped you become a better songwriter working with these other artists?
I think it helps me just kind of get outside the box and get outside the norm of what I'm used to doing. So, yeah, I think it sharpens me. And it also gives me an opportunity to, like, just kind of collaborate with some other people and just get outside my own head and vibe with some other folks out there. And, you know, but on this new record, there are no collaborations. I collaborate with my imaginary friend and the committee in my head.
That's right. There's enough people in that room. You don't need to add an extra, right?
Oh, I'm telling you.
So let's switch gears here. Of course, you did that MTV show Scarred years ago. Have you ever considered doing like an online social media version of that, kind of making it, you know, kind of your own thing on Facebook or Instagram or something like that?
You know, I had considered trying to like pitch it to another TV channel or whatnot. But
right.
Then, you know, MTV, they own the rights to the show. And so it just kind of was like, all right, once I got done with that, you know, it is what it is. I had a great time doing it. And it's almost like when Rob Dyrdek came out with that show, Ridiculousness.
Right.
It kind of took elements of that format.
Sure.
But even I think the Ridiculousness show is even better than that show Scarred, because it's got like the elements of the it's just he did a great job, you know. But definitely, I mean, who knows? I'd love to get in front of the camera and do some other things in the future. But you know, right now it's just focused on T. Roach and the live show. And man, I'm telling you, you got a busy life outside this band too. I got a slew of children and
right,
you know, the family back here at home, and it's a lot of moving parts going on in the Shattuck household.
Yeah, I was gonna say, yeah. I mean, you gotta hit up Home Depot, Bed Bath and Beyond if there's time. I mean, you know.
Oh yeah, you know me. I'm trimming vines off the side of my house today. I'm keeping it real. It's funny, dude, because at my local Home Depot, no, I'm not joking you, for real, like, they know me by name. They're like, oh, it's not Jacoby. Good to see you again.
Right.
It's almost like you're a normal person.
Right.
Yeah, but in like three weeks, I'll be on stage ripping crowds all over the U.S. worldwide. So.
Right, yeah, but right now I'm just trying to get a paint match.
That's right. I'm just trying to get my paint match, man. You're giving me semi-gloss, and I want satin, punk.
All right, Jacoby. So what can we expect from Papa Roach at the 20th anniversary of KFMA Day? This is a big show, dude.
Oh, dude. Expect the knockdown, drag out, banging, rip, roar, and rock and roll show from the time the doors open till the time the show is over. And the bill is stacked.
Yeah.
A lot of great bands. We're stoked to be sharing the stage with Shinedown, Asking Alexandria, Bieber, all these cats. And it's going to, you know, being on stage next to these great bands always pushes us to try to put on a better show. And so I think y'all are going to witness P. Roach on 110%. So it's going to be a banger. I'm excited.
All right. Well, I want you to break down that film before you get here to the Dirty Tee so we get the best possible Papa Roach show. Okay?
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jacoby Shaddix, lead singer of Papa Roach. Thank you so much, man.
All good, Dino, man. Good chatting with you.